Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said to have an open mind doesn't mean you must always have an open mouth. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we're hopeful that you'll find Bible meditations a welcome part of your day. All right, let's return to our discussion in regard to prayer. And we were looking at the prayer that people commonly call the Lord's Prayer, which in actuality was not his prayer at all, but a prayer that he taught his disciples concerning how they were to pray. In John 17, you have the Lord's Prayer, and that's when the Lord actually talks to his Father about his own condition and prays to his Father in heaven. This is an occasion in Matthew chapter 6, when he teaches his disciples how they were to pray. The prayer was begun in this manner: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We indicated that God's name is to be respected and appreciated. Thy kingdom come is an expression that was used by the Lord because the kingdom had not yet come at the time that he made this observation. But the kingdom or church did come, and so now we would need to say, for thy kingdom spread or thy kingdom grow. Well, the kingdom is already here. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The indication that submission to the Lord and submission to his will is an essential part of our lives. Look at how important it is for you and I to simply say, Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. We need to be the kind of people who would submit to the will of God even when we don't understand why God tells us to do what he does. I remember a man named Abraham who was told to leave his country and go into a land that God would show him. Now, Abraham must have had many questions, wouldn't you? If you were leaving your home country and going into a land you didn't even know where you were going, but you were given instruction to go, well, questions would come to your mind. However, Abraham went out not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. So sometimes people show their faith in God by just believing, even though they don't understand why God has said what he said, or why instruction has been given as it is. Our instruction comes from the Word of God, and the Word of God is always right. And even though I don't understand what God says, that doesn't mean that it's canceled out, and I can say, well, I didn't understand it, therefore I don't have to obey it. We need to submit to the will of God humbly and be obedient servants even when we don't understand the extent of the instruction given. So if we have faith, the faith of our father Abraham, we'll submit ourselves to God's will without questioning why God has said it this way. I hear once in a while somebody saying, I can't understand why a person has to be baptized in order to be saved. Well, perhaps you don't understand that. And perhaps there are many about you who do not understand that. But does that mean God cancels the instruction merely because you don't understand? Well, of course not. It means simply that I'll say to God, You have commanded for me to do it, I'll do it. And the rest of it just leave in your hands. Wouldn't it be great if people had that submissive attitude toward the will of God instead of questioning what God has said? Well, also, he says, Give us this day our daily bread. We mentioned the fact that everything that we have comes from God. And so God is giving to us blessings and opportunities. Now, it doesn't mean he places food on our table without our working for it, but it means the opportunity and the situation that would make it right for that food to be there has been given unto us. And therefore we're asking, give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12, forgive our debtors as we, or our debts as we forgive our debtors. In other words, we need forgiveness. We're guilty before our Father in heaven, and we need to be forgiven when we've done the wrong thing. Isn't it wonderful to know that when I have made a mistake in life, it may have been one that I walked headlong into, or it may be one that just slipped up on me and I didn't realize what I was getting into. But realizing that God has said that he would forgive means so much to us, doesn't it? To be able to pray to our Father in heaven about our shortcomings, about our weaknesses, and to realize that God has promised he would forgive. If God so chose to do this, he could refuse forgiveness. But he doesn't do that. He gives his children the opportunity of talking to him about the mistakes they've made and asking for forgiveness. He'll give that forgiveness so that we might once again have a clean slate, as it were. You know, I think sometimes about the burden that we would have on our backs if we today had every burden, every sin that we have ever committed from the time of our accountability to the present moment of time. If we had all of that on our backs, we'd have too much to bear, wouldn't we? We need forgiveness. We need that sin taken away. Well, it's not just going to automatically be taken away. We have to do something about it. And so Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3 and 5, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. You have to repent or perish. Well, repentance means I change my mind and I change my conduct. If you want to look at that, look at Matthew 21, when a man gave instruction to his sons, go work in my vineyard. The one did as he was instructed to do. The other said, I will not, and then he repented and went. He changed his mind and he changed his conduct. Now, of course, God's scheme of redemption for those who are not children of God follows this manner. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, the Lord said. So when we come to New Testament teaching in regard to being saved from our sins of the past, we look at that and realize I must repent of my sins, I must believe Jesus to be the Son of God, and I must be baptized for the remission of my past sins. The Father will forgive, but I have to ask for forgiveness. And I ask for forgiveness by following the instruction the Father has given. If you want forgiveness, Jesus said, believe and be baptized for the remission of past sins. Now that's carried out in many Bible examples. You turn to the book of Acts and you read of the examples of the people on the day of Pentecost. You read the example of the eunuch being saved. You read the example of the jailer and of Lydia and of Paul the apostle. All of these people sought forgiveness. And forgiveness was given to them when they complied with instruction from God's word. Some, after they were baptized, sought forgiveness because they can sin and did sin after being baptized into Christ. So, asking God's forgiveness is a part of our everyday walk of life. We'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Please be with us. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to